Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
All right, Brian, it is now time for our Dean Julia Love of the Star mailbag. We're turning things over to our dear sweet listeners for their thoughts, their questions, their topics here. First question here from at Not To Be Trite. I know this gentleman. This is Mr. Mike White, even though it's not displayed there. I already know that's Mike. So hello, Mike. Thank you for listening. He said, I think folks would like to know about a trade back when it comes to them trading out of the first. They love the fifth-year option. Brian, how much of a potential deal breaker would it be if they said, nah, if we got to go even to the very top of the second round, we don't want to lose that fifth year option. Is a fifth year option a deal breaker for them, do you think?
I don't think it is. Everybody likes the fifth year option. Well, the fifth year option to me really works as if you got a quarterback. You know, everybody else, I feel like kind of, you know, that you could kind of find a way to work around things. It's nice to have in your pocket. I thought there was a time where everybody was like, yeah, got to have the fifth year. I think more teams are like, you know what, if we have to make a deal, like you say you go to the Commanders and pick 73, you know, to go to their spot and pick up pick 73. To me, getting a player at 73 and 87 is better than having a fifth year option. That's just my two cents.
I'm with you on that, too. I think a lot of times, like with CeeDee Lamb and potentially with Micah Parsons and things like that, it's just given them a reason to put deals off rather than give them security.
Yep.
So I'm with you on that one 100%. Next question here, Brian. This is from T-Jax ZI. And so T-Jax is asking or more giving us a platform here. Give us some hope that Will McClay and the scouts can save this draft. What do you say, Brian?
No, the one thing that I know about these guys, this guys and gals, they've been together a long time. You know, they have a track record of having success, maybe to the point where their front office, where their ownership puts so much pressure on them, but, you know, they find ways to succeed. We'll see what happens with the last draft. I mean, that wasn't probably one that, you know, I mean, you got overshown hurt. He could have been a guy that could have contributed, you know, been a starter, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, you know, the draft doesn't look as bad. The thing with Schoonmaker, you know, I mean, I watched the tape. You watched the tape. Schoonmaker played better at Michigan than he played here.
So yep.
The hope I have is, though, they when nobody thought that Tyler Smith was worth a damn and was a holder and a penalty guy, they drafted him. Drafted him despite what their offensive line coach even thought about him. You know, Joe Philbin. So these guys and gals, they know what they're doing. And you know, and I have full faith in them. If you're a Cowboy fan, you should have full faith that Will McClay, the scouting department, put together a board and a stack that can go to battle these next 3 days and replenish a lot of these players that you lost.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that consistently one of the things we've seen since Will McClay took over the draft in 2014 was the Zach Martin draft, right?
Right.
So since Will took over the draft in 2014, I think consistently what you see is when you take the player that the Cowboys selected if you look at who was the next player picked at that position within relative proximity, like within 20 picks. So it's not like, oh, they picked somebody in the first round and the next one went three, you know, two rounds later. I think that what you see is they've got a consistent track record that hits, and that's Will, that's the guys he's put in place at like, you know, just under him. So yeah. Mitch LaPointe, Chris Vaughn, those guys right there.
Yep.
Chris Hall does a really good job. They've got great national scouts, Ross Winchy, Klein Kubiak, the area scouts, Justin Stuckey, who's been here for forever, Sam Garza, who I know you've worked with. Yeah, yeah. Long time. Eric Ellingworth, Brett Maxey, you know, Bo Tolliver. Like, they've got guys who have done really great jobs and are in sync with the coaching staff and understand what does the coaching staff want. We're going to go find that for you. And so I think that if there's one area you can be confident in, it's that they're going to find the right players to fit what the coaching staff wants and needs. And they've consistently done it. Was last year, does last year look like a great class so far? No.
Not right now, no.
But I mean, that's
maybe
also what
change.
Happens when you
maybe change. Yeah.
It's also what happens when you bank so heavily on the idea of, hey, save us every year. Is that some you're going to naturally, the numbers are going to say you're going to miss. And they can't really afford many misses. The margins are so thin. So they're going to need another one. But they're going to need another rabbit out of the hat here. But I mean, this is a staff that's done it before. This is a staff that got you Tony Pollard on day three, Tyler Biadasz on day three, got you Deron Bland on day three. They've done the work to bring you those types of players. All right, Brian, question from the Landry Shift. Three positions you guys would most like to see filled on the first 2 days.
Center, tackle, running back.
Okay, so I'm almost there with you. Center, running back, linebacker is mine.
Linebacker, linebacker, absolutely could be. Yeah, yeah.
If you can pick up, if you could pick up an extra pick on day two, with a move back, what's the fourth position you're working in?
Linebacker.
Is there any question for you about safety? One technique.
Your fourth position, because like you said, if you got the extra pick, I might even look at a three technique. I know McKinley Jackson from Texas A&M is a guy I've kind of targeted, but maybe that extra pick that you have, if it's a late three, maybe that's your linebacker. Maybe that's
center. I go center, running back, linebacker, and then my fourth would be safety.
I think the running back room stretches a little bit. I think
it does
stretches. That one to me, if you say you got into and you don't have a four, but if you got that extra, if you got an extra pick, I wouldn't mind either. You know, I think the second round actually, Bobby, could come down to a running back or a linebacker. To your point,
yeah,
the pick 56.
That does it for us here today on the Love of the Star podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. It is draft day. We are so excited. Again, we will have reaction for you after the draft. You can find us on DallasCowboys.com tonight or on the 105 Through the Fan stream. You can look for that in the Odyssey app. But, boy, it's you get that nervous energy every year. You get the nervous energy around this time, but it's going to be a long couple days, but it's going to be enjoyable. Can't wait to jump into it with you, Brian, and with Zach Wolchuk, our teammate, and the great folks over at DallasCowboys.com. So for Brian Broaddus, I'm Bobby Belt. We will talk to you guys again when they have a number one pick.